welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
This morning I want to pick up on the ministry that came among us last week, which was Karen Ashworth, and she brought us a word from God. I believe it was a now word for us. I would just like to speak about the prophetic word that she left with the church. But before I do, I want to take a little journey. Hopefully we'll get there, but I want to take a little journey. I want to turn you to, and as I stand here right now, I just sense that what I've just been talking about, the local church in prayer and so on, is so key to the importance of us being in unity, everyone like-minded concerning the work of the kingdom. In other words, it's God's work that's more important than any of agenda that you and I can have. Think about that. What's your agenda against His? What's your priority use of your time against giving it to Him? I'm saying that. As led by the Holy Spirit, I'm saying unpremeditated. I'm saying it because we're a local church and God is, there's a great destiny on this church. The enemy's tried to thwart it many, many times, and he will continue to try to. That's his role. He's anti-God. He's against the things of God. Let me tell you, if you're born again today, he is not on your side. He is not on your side. If you're born again today, he is. He's telling you to do every whim that you have and go and do it the way you want to do it. But if you're God's, you've got a voice that speaks to you. You've got a word that shouts out to you. But I want to turn you to, with that in mind, Genesis. Genesis 22. Genesis 22, and in Genesis 22, we find where God had spoken to Abraham, do you remember, to take his son, his only son Isaac, to a place where he will show him, and there to offer him as a sacrifice, to go up the mountain there, take a boy with him, and put the wood on the an ass, and there he was to offer him as a sacrifice. Let me see. Let me take you to verse 6, that'll do. Verse 6 of Genesis 22. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. God had told him to take up the mountain and take the wood up with him. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, and remember, God had told Abraham that his son was to be offered. And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he found Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God." Isn't that awesome? "Since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide," or Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. This is what I want you to hear. This is the result of what Abraham achieved because of his heart's desire for God. There was nothing more important in his life than to do the will of God. And when he did it, this is the response. God says, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, you should underline that, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. I'm going to leave it there. I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand on the seashore. I don't know about counting the stars in heaven. I think that would be an easier task. But could you count the sand on the seashore? God said to Abraham, so shall your seed be. So shall your descendants be. Why? Why did he do that? Because God saw that Abraham was a man who had submitted to the lordship of God Almighty. As a result, he gave him that word. Two things it says. It says they shall be as the stars in heaven, the number, and as the sand of the seashore. Praise God. Who were these? Who were all these going to be? They're going to be the descendants, the sons and the daughters of Abraham. And who was Abraham? Abraham was the man loved by God Almighty. Abraham was the man who God had found and proven was a man after his own heart. I want to tell you, my daddy is in great favor with God, my father. Isn't that awesome? My heavenly father. I'm one of those. You know, he said they should be as the sand, stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. If you're born again today, if you are born again, if you have given your life to Jesus, you are a descendant of Abraham before God. That's who you are. You're one of Abraham's sons or daughters. Praise God. That's if you're born again. If you're born again, we are those who are in line and who have inherited. Are you listening? Everything that God had given to Abraham, every blessing that's Abraham is mine. And if you believe it, it is yours. But you don't receive anything from God without faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. You can't hear him. Faith. So we are the stars, we are the sand, but God said Abraham would be as numerous as the sand or the stars. That's who you are. That's who I am. Praise God. Is that a bit of information? Are you doing information? You want revelation that changes everything from the inside out and bypasses this and starts to get you, because of the revelation, to see yourself, and you're the first person that will recognize it, to see in yourself change take place, because you now have a revelation as to who you are. I'm a son of Abraham. I am an heir of Abraham. Praise God. Go beyond that, and so can you now. You're born again. You are an heir of the Father and a joint heir with Jesus of all that God is. That's who we are. But an heir of Abraham. Let me take you to, let's go to Galatians. I just want to touch before I go to the prophetic word over the house. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Let's go to verse, just read from verse 27. All right, verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Is that right? Everyone that's given their life to Jesus has accepted Christ as their Savior. The scripture says, New Testament, not just Old Testament, because this book from Genesis to Revelation does not lie. For you are all sons of God. How does that be? How can that be? It tells us, through faith in Christ Jesus. There's one thing that makes me a child of God. It's faith in Christ Jesus. And that I'm automatically, praise God, I'm automatically a child of God, a son of God. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You know, for those that are and haven't ever had water baptism is the outward testimony of an inward baptism that took place by the Holy Ghost when you were brought into the household of faith. You should be water baptized if you're not. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. Listen to this. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. In other words, once we're saved, we're all the same. Praise God. I'm the same as you if you're saved. You're not better than me. And I'm not better than you. We're family. We're sons and daughters of God. Isn't that awesome? There is neither man nor female, for you are all one in Christ. Jesus, one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, now listen to this and underline it in your Bible in verse 29. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That's who you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're Abraham's seed. You're heirs according to the promise. So am I. I've been brought into a realm of living and life with God that my mind can't embrace. And so though I give my life to Jesus, I can't embrace that only by accepting the revelation of this word by faith and acting like it. Being saved and not acting out the life that God says I now have, this new life in Christ Jesus, will find me walking as I did before I was saved. But when I start to embrace that I am the seed of Abraham, I am the heir of Abraham, Abraham's blessings are all mine, now I start to realize that there is nothing that God will withhold from me. Hallelujah. Because I am, and you've only got to go through your Old Testament especially, and you'll find that God, right through to his servants like David and others, honored men and women who were the daughters of men and women who had honored God. They honored them. You could never walk out of the blessing of God. You could never miss it. But you've got to have a revelation of it and start living it. Because you are a son of Abraham. You know, Hillary and I love watching and listening to, I hope a lot of you do here too, the Bill Gaither singers. Anyone listen to Bill Gaither? None. Let's see your hands. Come on, you. Are you frightened to admit that you listen to Bill Gaither? Let's see those hands again. two, three, four, five. Okay. I trust you enjoy it. We really enjoy. I know Hillary enjoys it, but this man really enjoys. There's an anointing. Forget the singing. I just watch those guys. There's a love. There's a love. There's a support. You know, it's not just singing. The love, firstly, you can see it. It's for him. It's for him. I love it. I come away edified every time. Just sit there, just listen, just letting that anointing go into me. It's awesome. Oh, church, that we could sing like that. Oh, we do sing well. But you know, there's a difference between singing well and singing out of love. It cannot be restricted, cannot be limited. In other words, an expression. Beyond words coming out, there's something else that comes out. One-on-one to him. And I hear that all the time. I see it. I see the support for each other. So I see the love. It's just awesome. And they sing a song. Brought this to mind. They sing a song. We are the stars. We are the sand. We are the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Shouldn't we start singing that? Maybe our identity would become even closer than it is. Maybe our ability to be in the hand of the Holy Spirit, a great instrument, would take on a new dynamic if that revelation got into our spirit. Say it with me if you're born again. You can only say it with me if you're born again. I am the stars. I am the sand. I am the seed of Abraham. That which God spoke to him and said, I will bless you and I will make your downline more numerous than the stars of heaven and the sand of the seashore. Glory to God. I am it. How many have you heard them sing that? Anyone there? Sit on and let the whole lot keep playing. Don't watch a film. Sit and just let it go. It keeps going on. It's on YouTube, I believe. Isn't it on YouTube? And just let it go. Just let it go. Sit there and take it in. Take it in. Sometimes there's the Gaither Quintet. Other times there's a whole bunch of them. But they are singing unto the Lord, and it refreshes you. It just goes into your being. You know it's the work and presence of God that's taking place. I want to encourage you to do that. I sing another song. Comes to mind. And this is for us too. We're a local family. We're a church. It says there. They sing this. Sow mercy. Sow mercy. Sow peace. Sow love. How many, if we had to sow anything in this house, it's mercy. Mercy. There's not one of us that's born again. You couldn't have got born again without the mercy of God. It didn't look at my past, it just saw my needs and yours. Let's do that for one another. Let's not look at the past. Let's not look at the people. Let's sow mercy. Can we start sowing mercy from today? Oh, how can I sow mercy to him or her? She did. God did it for you. God did it for you. I remind you again, church, and I know I'm speaking under the anointing. I didn't plan this stuff. I know I'm speaking under the anointing for this house. Get this out of the way. Get it out of the way. Let this love. It's where the heart of God is. If you're a Christian, that's where he's enthroned. Sow mercy to each other. Sow peace. Sow love. Any amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you love God? I tell you, he's awesome. You cannot be religious in a relationship with God. It's a love relationship, not a theological relationship. It's a love relationship. Hallelujah. Father, today we thank you for all your love for us and your grace, your mercy and your peace. And Father, we ask that you would help us continually to be those that can be carriers and imparters of that mercy and that peace and that love to others, both within the body of Christ and those who are yet outside of the body, that your love would flow like a river towards them and they would get caught up in the river of love. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that. Be glorified, Father, as you take hold of this house to accomplish your plans and purposes for it. For Lord, we are here purposefully planted, placed, and directed by you to be a local church that reveals your glory, that manifests your kingdom, that touches our town and our land. So, Father, we ask you right now afresh that you would find us vessels and vehicles into which you can pour freely and abundantly, that from us can be poured out freely and abundantly mercy, peace, and love. My God and my Father, we say thank you. Have your way. Lord, that the boundaries that are around us as a church would be extended, broken down and enlarged. And may it be so continually, Lord, for such is your will, such is your plan. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, reveal the gospel, live the gospel, teach the gospel. Father, we thank you that the gospel is love. Father, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. I'm going to just read the prophetic word. This church was birthed prophetically. It has grown prophetically. In other words, it's got purpose. It's been commissioned with clarity by God. And, you know, whatever's of God will always find the enemy in opposition. If you're pressing forward on God, I guarantee the enemy's knocking your door pretty hard. If he's not knocking your door, you're no threat to him. You're no threat to him. But if he's knocking your door, if he's trying to get you down, pull you down, destroy your circumstances, then you probably are a threat to him. But if he's not, and I say that just to check yourself, you can have a checklist by that, and I promise you, you can trust me. That's proven not only through this, but through experience. You can do it. And he's tried through the years to destroy the testimony that he has and the plan he's got for this church. When this was prophecy was given to Karen, and she gave it to us, I didn't get reading this till later on in the week, but I'm going to read it to you. Just as it is. This is a prophetic word that Karen said God spoke to her, and she wrote it down as well as she could as he gave it, knowing she was coming to the church. I love you, my people. I love you. I am still God. I am in control, and I have a plan. Today I want your hopes and expectations to rise to a new level. I am bringing order to my house. To you, my people, as you praise and worship me, my foe will be bound with fetters of iron. His hands will be tied and confusion will be brought to his forces. Praise and praise and praise and shout the shout of victory. For I am in the camp and my victory is in you. I just since reading that. That witnesses to me throughout the years, that word from God has come again in maybe different words. Get liberated. Get liberated. Speak loudly in tongues in your quiet time, in your own time. Speak loudly. When you speak in tongues, you can't boldly and in any setting, when you speak there, you've got liberated. And the only person that can liberate you and me in this dimension is the Holy Spirit. And I'm saying, speak boldly in tongues if you're born again, filled with the Spirit. Speak in those tongues, because you and I need to be liberated enough that when we're in a meeting like this, you're not just waiting for me, but maybe there's a prophetic word God wants to speak through you. But if you're not liberated, you won't be able to do that. What will they think? It's me. Oh, I couldn't do that. Oh, I don't feel I could just move in right now. You've got to get liberated. You've got to get liberated. I don't know what you think about me. I don't know what you think about my preaching or my boldness or whatever. But I wasn't always like this. I'll tell you one thing. Until I was baptized in the, my Hillary sitting there, until I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was a very quiet, wouldn't say boot to a goose nearly. Is that right? The day I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, everything changed. Everything changed. I knew the change had taken place. There was a roar inside of me. There was a lion inside of me from that day. And that's the glory of God. I'm not boasting on that. I'm just trying to help you know that's for every believer. That's for this house. That's for every local church. And if you and I are not open to the Holy Spirit like that, if we think we're not worthy, if we are shy because we haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to become Lord of our lives. You know, if you shut your mouth and He wants you to speak, you're Lord of your life, not Him. And God wants a liberated people, not to be rowdy and noisy, but to be free, that we can speak out the word of the Lord and whatever He puts into our heart. And it's in that dimension that the house of God goes forward. Word of the Lord comes. It gets verified. It then gets some direction put to it. And then together we can go and accomplish it. And it comes out of us. Stop waiting for me or an elder or somebody else. It's you. It's me. It's all of us. Function together that way. I don't know where I got up to there. I am bringing order. No, I didn't read that. I am bringing order to my house, to you, my people. Oh, I did. As you praise and worship me, my foe will be bound with fetters of iron. His hands will be tied and confusion will be brought to his forces. Praise and praise and praise and shout the shout of victory, for I am in the camp and my victory is in you. Rejoice and be glad, for I, the Lord, know the end from the beginning, and the latter end of this house shall be so much greater than the former, says the Lord. I cannot be stopped. My plan cannot be altered. My word has gone forth over this house, and it will not be reversed or made void. Pastor Hillary, the Lord says, all is well. Have you been worrying? All is well. All is well. Twice. I now speak to those who speak against my plan and my people. No longer be a pawn in the hands of my foe. Don't look at what you see and give life to it by your words. I have given you eyes of faith. Use them. Speak by faith. Look to me and trust me. I am your supply. I am your reward. I am bringing order to my house, and this is the time. This is the time of my separation from the plans of my foe and my plans. Rise and build. Finish the sanctuary and do all the work that I have put in your heart. You know, I'm going to say this because this has come through and I haven't talked to Karen and she didn't talk to me about anything. But I believe that we have been dragging our feet as a church because we have been restricted by the way we use this. We've thought things through instead of waiting upon God to confirm to us, yea or nay. We've had a conflict of intellectual abilities versus the word of the Holy Spirit in us. And if we don't make Jesus Lord, we won't achieve those things. But I know in my spirit, and I know the enemy's been busy, but God's already in the past. You've heard me share it. I I don't want to keep going there, but sometimes the enemy wants us to forget what God's done. And God's allowed this house to do so much within this country in the past years. And yet there was so much more that we should have been doing. But it can't be done unless we are one. That's why we've had three shakings in this church. Three big shakings. You think they were accidents? No. No. There's an enemy and he's out to destroy us. And he will, as he will with you, if you don't stand on your guard and walk with God the way he's called us. I am your supply. I am your reward. I am bringing order to my house, and this is the time. This is the time of my separation from the plans of my foe and my plans. Rise and build. Finish the sanctuary and do all the work that I have put in your heart. The action is to be taken. Break every stronghold. Break the stranglehold. Break every negative word against this people and this work. That action, I believe, is what we need to take hold of in our prayer life. Just stand against that spirit that wants to bring division and discord. What are the words used here? Break the stranglehold. Break the stronghold. And break every negative word that's spoken against this people. That's our role. Only we can do that. So I was excited about that prophetic word. We have many prophetic words. We've kept them over the years. Come from many servants of God around the planet. And they've all been the same. There's no way that people who tend to say, like it could be in this case with Karen. Well, Karen, you know, she knows us. We've had men come from diverse parts of the world come and prophesy the same thing repeatedly. Is that right? Same thing repeatedly. All I'm saying, church, is our role, mine with you included at this time, is to get on with doing God's work. And for that, you and I have to get out of the way to let him do it. And as those that are planted here, then all of us and those who are not here today have a responsibility to make sure that we are built together, the house of the Lord. There's no loose planks, you know. There's no loose slates on the roof. We are together. We know what we're about. We know what's before us. We know what God can do, and we're open to letting him do whatever he wants to do. You know, through the years, I've ended up talking to us as a church, and not just as a church, something that I would probably just keep for a business meeting for the church members, but I sense that's the way of the Holy Spirit. Through the years, I have seen, and people can't help it, they have to make a deliberate attempt to change things, who sound the death knell, you know, the death sound, you know, someone's died, by their words. Some people don't have the ability to believe that they could sit down on a chair when they're well able to stand up off it. In other words, they just have no faith. They can't see beyond this. How can we walk with God when we can't agree with him? How can we do that? I'm telling you this, and one of these days, whilst I trust, and I'm repeating something which some of you might want to wrap me over the knuckles for, but I don't mind. I'm sharing as I feel free in the Holy Spirit. One day, I won't be here in the capacity I'm in. Trust I'll still be here as a part of this church, a member of it. But I want to tell you, you've got to stand up and be counted. You've got to get together and become one to do the will of God. And watch, you have had, nor will you, or could you ever experience any joy greater than what you'll enjoy when you move into the will of God as a church. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of a man the things that God has prepared for those who love him.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that he will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangorcommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.